UK's first 4G mobile service is launched this morning, promising significantly faster mobile internet speeds. The aim is for nearly everyone across the UK to have access to it by 2014. But for now, it's confined to just 10 cities, including Edinburgh and Glasgow. The EE network has been granted a significant lead in launching this next generation technology, and that's angered its rivals, who won't get into the market until next year. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst and founder of Priory Consulting. We can speak to him now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
First of all, just explain to us, Eddie, how important 4G is to the mobile operators.
Well, it's very important because we're looking at a situation where people are using their mobile phones and devices far more intensively over the last few years as they become much easier to use. And the existing networks are coming under real pressure. So the operators need these new networks to actually be able to provide the capacity that's needed for everybody who's using smartphones, and that number is growing and growing as time goes on.
Mm. And how much of an advantage is it for EE to be allowed to launch first?
Well, it does seem to be a pretty strong advantage. I know the other operators were very concerned about it, and it did nearly come to a big legal showdown, but the other operators backed off at the very end. I think that was because they saw that to be seen to be delaying the launch of 4G services in the UK when we're already behind other countries might not be a very good position for them to be in.
Now, of course, when anything like this comes along, which provides a better and faster service, it's usually a lot more expensive for consumers. Is that going to be the case with 4G?
Well, the pricing at the moment is the sort of pricing you might expect of an operator that isn't actually facing a very strong competitive position from other operators. So they're offering for £36 a month, you can get sort of 500 megabytes of data. To put that into context, that amounts to about 2.5 hours of video viewing that will use your entire allowance. Now, that's at the bottom end, obviously. When you for £56 a month, it goes up to 8 gigabytes of data in the package. Mm.
That's quite a lot per month, though.
It is quite a lot per month, but if you can use your entire allowance at the bottom end by watching 2.5 hours of video, and one of the big selling points is that it's for watching video, then that's not what I would describe as a generous data allowance.
Mm. So would really by next year, when the other rival companies come on board, then do you think prices will fall as they all start competing with one another?
I suspect you will get the normal competitive dynamic then of people will have to actually start pricing at a level that's reducing their profits.
And if everyone wants to use these faster speeds now, we're all on 4G eventually, and people are being encouraged to use more data as a result, will it lead to more congestion on the networks and actually slow things down more, the way in which sometimes at times a day when you go on the internet it seems much slower?
I think we've always found that no matter what level of capacity you provide to people, they'll find new and imaginative ways of filling it up. So I suspect we're on a constant game of operators trying to play catch-up to provide capacity for people's new and increasingly creative ways of using the internet.
And today, this first rollout, though, will be to some of the main cities, including Edinburgh and Glasgow in Scotland. But I just wonder how much coverage there might be for people living outside, the cities and the bigger towns across the country.
Well, outside the cities and the bigger towns, people are, as usual, going to have to wait for a while. I know that in Scotland, the coverage issue outside and in the rural areas is a huge issue. One of the licenses that will be auctioned next year is likely to have some fairly stringent coverage requirements outside the city areas. The question in my mind is if they are totally stringent, whether or not any operator will bid for them. Okay. So there is a great hope that 4G will actually give some very good coverage outside cities, but we have to wait and see how that pans out.
Fingers crossed for that. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Eddie Murphy there, telecoms analyst and founder of Priory Consulting. The